FM,
DAB,
and online at bbc.co.uk/Berkshire.
This is BBC Radio Berkshire.
It's a great thrill, especially as, you know, since the CBE, it's been going on for such a long time. There's been so much hype, so much talk,
sure,
that I'm joyful, 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 but I've also got a sense of relief that people don't have to keep asking me why I haven't got it.
I know, and you're not the type of guy who would go around and complain and whinge about it, because you're a jovial
No, bloke. Exactly, exactly.
And it would have been almost uncomfortable for you to say.
Exactly. It's a strange position to be in, you know.
Sure.
But anyway, it's all lovely now, and I'm so thrilled. I'm on my way to meet my darling wife, and I can't wait to give her a big hug when she gets off the plane and say, welcome back, milady. Because that's it, milady, isn't it?
I think probably milady, yes.
I do. I can remember in those old films you used to say.
That's right.
Yes, milady. No, milady.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I phoned up the golf club today, you know, because we're Berkshire and Surrey, we're more or less the same. And I said, oh, hello, it's Bruce Forsyth here. She said, oh, yes, Sir Bruce. And I said, oh, you're the first one who's called me that. Just phoning up the golf club. I wanted to buy a round of drinks for all my mates there today.
Sure, of course.
Because I was supposed to play, you see, and I turned them down, and now they know why.
Oh, they know why, because you're far too grand to play with the common horse.
Exactly.
But the other thing too, Bruce, I think you should also take it from all of us commoners as a recognition of the tremendous work that you have done over those years.
Yes, but also...
For charity.
Yeah, well, that's lovely of you to say, but also the wonderful people I've been fortunate to work with. I mean, I've worked with some wonderful producers, directors,
sure,
and performers, and that all counts when you've got something like this, because without their help, I mean, you don't get on with everybody. I can't say everybody I've worked with has been marvellous, because some people you just don't gel. But in the main, I've been more than lucky to work with the people I've worked with.
And we'll see you at Royal Ascot next week.
Oh, yes, I'll be there, don't you worry.
BBC Radio Berkshire. Ascot Racecourse. For 300 years, the home of royalty.
So those gleaming carriages coming down the straight mile.
A place of excellence and refinement.
Well, I didn't just get out of bed looking like this, dear.
But don't forget your earplugs.
My Bonnie lies over the sea.
The tradition of communal singing round the bandstand began many years ago. And now it's one of the best loved traditions.
My Bonnie!
And you're waving your Union Jack with great pride there.
I am.
Celebrate 300 years of the good life.
Your Royal Ascot Station.
BBC Radio Berkshire.
Have you had a drink or two?